Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Geek Spot.
Okay, I'm done.
It was wonderful. Thank you. More than I could have ever hoped for.
It was. It was. Hi, Jack.
Hey, so welcome and thank you for finding the Geek Spot with us again. Real quick, ignore the description that you may see in your streaming platforms for the show.
Oh, crap.
We'll be talking about some different things, too. I'm going to be right back.
Yeah, so we're still playing around with a new platform.
And I'm back, and it didn't matter. Cool.
As I was saying, we were playing around with a new platform still, and we didn't change something. I didn't change something.
Maybe something. Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, Charles, Dylan, good to see you both.
Wait, I'm going to do the be right back thing, too.
Yeah, it didn't help. So this new platform is super fun, where we can sometimes see who is commenting and sometimes can't. This is one of those where we can't. So
yes,
this so will be exciting.
Hey man, exciting. How was your holiday week?
The holiday was good. Say hi to my mom too. She's out there. Look at that. As Frank knows, because he can see exactly who's talking.
No, but I guess she does the little high person all the time, so I know that's her.
She does. That's the one emoji she's got. Thanksgiving was good. Quiet around the house. Got caught up on a lot of shows. Did some working. Was working Black Friday. Played a gig Black Friday out at the Keswick Tavern, which was awesome. I've been there. Last time I was there, I think was the Aaron Rodgers' first start for the Packers. Maybe the last time that I played at the Keswick Tavern.
Where is the Keswick Tavern? And don't you dare freaking say Keswick.
Do you know where the Keswick Theater is?
Vaguely.
It's literally across the street from the Keswick Theater.
Oh, okay.
It's in Glenside.
Okay. Glenside, I know. That works.
Yeah. And just from a comment standpoint, already jumping in, our man Jack Andor, better than any Jack. Star Wars movie.
I agree.
We do agree. All right. I've seen a lot of articles this week just bashing the show. It's just really weird.
We're going to talk about that a little later, even though I totally forgot to put that on my list tonight.
But I watched a couple things, though. I caught up on Manifest, which I was behind. They dropped the first half of the new season. I talked about Manifest a bunch when it was on regular TV before it hit Netflix.
You did.
And it continues to be really well done, and they continue to tie everything back together. There was a like time jump and some age changes and characters that moved around that they brought back this season. I was like, I don't think they're going to do this well, and I'm not going to buy in. And they figured it out, and they did a nice job of it, and the show continues to be good. And so a big mystery that hopefully they will find a way to wrap up in the next handful of episodes that come out next year. And then they also, as I was catching up on Netflix, I watched a couple of the Christmas specials that dropped that we talked about last week. Our Spotify poll was which one did you prefer, Spirited or A Christmas Story Christmas?
I watched none.
Oh, good. You're not missing much. You're not missing much. A Christmas Story Christmas, it got me by the end. It was a long road to get there, but by the end I was in, and there were some tears. I won't lie. Spirited is if you've ever spent your life wondering why there hasn't been a Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds musical before,
yeah, Does that answer
like,
that question?
Full on musical, like yeah. Legit, just randomly burst into song for no reason.
Does that answer the question?
It answers the question of why there hasn't been one.
Oh,
yeah. I also caught up on a show that I kept meaning to watch called Warrior Nun.
Yes.
Season 2 just dropped.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I forgot how good this show was because it hit right at the beginning of the pandemic when I was just like burning through shows. Mm-hmm. And this season is unreal and it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes from a critic score and like a 98% from the audience score. It is a super fast watch. It is supernatural stuff and religion and kung fu style fighting and swords and magic. It's so just so much fun.
Okay, that sounds
and like yeah, it's a blast. The first season was great too, and this one is just even better. They take all the stuff that was cool about the first season and just run with it. So how about you, man? What were you up to?
I was off work from Wednesday, and I go back tomorrow. So that alone was heaven.
It sounds wonderful.
It was. It was. I went somewhere Friday night that'll disappoint you because it wasn't out to see you, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, you got things to do. Other
now,
places.
You know what? I got to a point where I was stir crazy, and I needed to go out. So I went out and had a little bit of fun. Listen to some music I hated.
Did you go see Jack McGinty?
I
bet you went and see that.
You know, going to see Jack playing with Tiny is like, that's up there. Like next time I see that happening, if I have a little bit of advance notice, Jack, I will happily run out to see them. You, I see have a Knicks on the 16th of December that I'm circling on my calendar.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hopefully getting out for that.
I got Knicks and the W Tavern that weekend. That should be a fun weekend.
Yeah. What did I do? We didn't do anything for Thanksgiving because my oldest son went. He was out in Arkansas for 10 days, so we did a little bit of Thanksgiving before he left the week before. So it was just quiet day. A lot of Yellowstone. I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of season 4. I'm at the point now where I like the show so much I don't want it to end. Where I don't want to watch the episodes because I know I'm getting to the end. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can be caught up to current probably before the next show easily.
Wow, that's impressive for you. Because I'm still waiting on you to watch all those other things I just mentioned.
Well, I got 1883 to go back and watch, and then I got 1923 coming up.
Yeah,
all in the Yellowstone universe,
and then The Witcher.
Right. That's in the universe. It's in the same Yellowstone universe.
Well, The Witcher is the future version of Yellowstone.
I thought that was before 1883's version.
No. It's after everything. Post-apocalyptic.
Gotcha. Yes. But other than that, no. I mean, I went out Friday, saw a band. They played
nice.
Music.
I bet they did.
It was the same music.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it was a night out, a little bit of drinking. And then I basically stayed home and played Call of Duty for like 4 days.
I beat Gotham Knights. That was exciting.
Yeah, was it though?
Yeah, the storyline's decent.
Well, it picks up, it gets going.
Yeah, once you get to a point where like you have like 7 or 8 different storylines going at once, it moves. You just have to get through the slog of getting to where like everything's rolling at once.
Yep.
And you're leveled up to a point where you can just start rocking and knocking stuff out. Once you get to like level like 17 to 18, then you can just start rolling through the game.
I'll probably have a lot of dead time for video games once the new Destiny season comes out, and it sucks like the last one. Cool. Oh, and then there was Survivor Series War Games Saturday. That was a lot of fun to watch.
That sounds like it.
Yes. And then, you know, the Eagles won. They're 10-1. Best record in the entire NFL.
The Ravens did not win. We don't talk about it.
Who?
Yep.
Yeah. The Flyers have now in the last 365 days. Lost 10 games in a row three times. They have three 10-game losing streaks. And
then sounds impressive.
Games of hockey played. So
is that not good? Is that that's not what you go for?
No. I mean, this
sounds like an achievement.
Well, if you're going to do that, this is the year to do that because this is the draft. This is the best draft that's come out since 2015, I think.
Good.
I don't want to go down a sports road because I'll get insanely depressed at some point because of hockey.
Yeah, and looks like Dylan's going to go see Violent Night Thursday, which looks fun.
I actually want to see that. I don't know if I'll see it in the theater. Black Adam is out to watch.
Oh, how's that going? You started that, didn't you?
I did.
Did you finish that?
I have paused it four times. And,
okay.
It is.
How far did you make it? I feel like everybody's seen it now. Everybody that's gone to see it has probably seen it.
I made it to the fight with Dr. Fate.
Who's fighting Dr. Fate?
Dwayne The Rock Adam.
Oh, you have so much movie left.
I know. This is the first time Adam.
Maybe a halfway through.
Yeah. One thing I could say right away, halfway into the movie, I hate the kid with the skateboard, and I'm waiting for him to break his neck at some point in the movie and just stop talking because I hate him.
I can safely say I don't think that'll happen.
Okay. I hate him. He's at the top of my I hate movie character. I hate him more than I don't like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is how much I don't like this kid.
That's an impressive amount of hate.
Yeah. I don't like this kid. So that was the other thing that I watched, and I hopefully will finish. I might finish Yellowstone before I finish Black Adam.
That sounds like a lot of people's decisions based on the box office. Because guess what? It didn't do.
I wonder why.
It didn't break even. That's what it didn't do.
Sucks. I'm sorry. It's just the open. Like I don't want to talk about it all right now, but the opening 5 minutes is nothing but slow motion CGI. Like, enough.
Yeah. It's very Zack Snyder-y.
It's worse than Zack. I could take the Zack Snyder stuff. That I couldn't take.
It needed to make over $600 million to break even.
Well, it wasn't getting my money.
And it did not hit $600 million.
Well, yeah. It's not.
Black Panther did in 2 weeks.
Black Panther is, I think, one of the top grossing movies of 2022. In 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Well, I mean, it's a good movie.
I mean, your other options. Just wait till Avatar comes out. I'm sure we're going to talk about Avatar shortly.
Not today.
Oh, we're not?
No, I got nothing.
Oh. Do you know what Avatar has to make to break even?
I didn't look at the money for that.
So Avatar 2 will need to be in the top 3 grossing movies of all time.
Shut the front door.
To break even. What James Cameron said. He said it will need to be in like the top couple grossing movies of all time to break even.
That would have been a perfect spot for. Say what?
So billions is what this movie needs to make. And that's because I think they've already done 2 and 3. Current projections are less than $150 million opening.
I think people are sick of it.
I don't think they're sick of it. Just nobody cared. Nobody thought about it for the last 15 years and said, you know what I need? I need all the Avatar.
I need Avatar underwater. Then where do we go? We need Avatar in space. We need Avatar in the desert. We need what?
There's 5 movies. We'll see. We'll get Avatar everywhere.
Oh, for fuck's sake. In sad news, as we opened last week with death, we'll open this week with death. Irene Cara, who performed the title theme for Fame and Flashdance, passed away of unknown causes at 63. She was not on my Spotify list of artists for my festival.
No, I do not get those festival things. Look, she was fantastic. The songs were great. I haven't heard a lot from her in those 40 years since those movies. No. But I'm sure she's been well up until recently.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. Sorry to hear it, but...
I can also safely say I don't remember seeing either one of those movies.
I definitely saw Fame. I definitely saw Flashdance, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocker.
I may have, but if I have, it's been a solid 40,
I haven't seen
almost
Flash.
40 years since I saw them.
I
So.
haven't seen Flashdance in a minute, I can tell you that. So Universal unveiled the first official Cocaine Bear movie poster. This isn't a
Nope,
joke. It's real.
I feel like it is.
It's exactly what you think it is. It is a thriller called Cocaine Bear, inspired by an unbelievable true story. The upcoming film will follow a black bear that goes on a murderous rampage in Kentucky in a Kentucky forest after unintentionally ingesting a bag of cocaine. I am not a horror movie person, but this sounds freaking awesome.
It doesn't. Is it a CGI bear or is it some dude in a bear suit? Because that will make or break this movie for me.
I don't know, but the poster for it, I'm going to share the
I
poster.
feel like Dylan knows.
Dylan will know. Dylan can chime in.
He went in
I'm
with
gonna
a different
I'm gonna
route.
show you the poster now for Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
There it is. Let's put that up there. That's the poster for Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
It's a bear covered in cocaine. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh,
We'll see. Maybe it will be.
so yeah, so that's coming out soon.
And oh, let's mute Cocaine Bear. That's better.
Oh, is there? Oh, can we?
I did it.
Can I get rid of that?
And
Can I remove that? Or is that stuck there?
I think you can remove it. Again, folks, we're working through some new technology, some big advanced stuff that we're trying here, that makes some things
I add us back.
Hey.
Stop.
Unfortunately,
There it
we can both touch things here,
Yeah.
which is
I
bad.
stopped the screen share. We're good. Let me see. The thriller's cast includes several Star Wars alum, including Kerry Russell, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Alden Ehrenreich. Ehrenreich?
Emmerich?
Yes, young Solo. The supporting cast includes Modern Family's Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Game of Thrones star Christopher Hivju, Margot Martindale, The Wire's Isaiah Whitlock Jr., and TikTok star Scott Sice.
You are throwing out some random people as stars.
Yeah, well, Cocaine Bear will also be one of the last films to star the late, great Ray Liotta.
Oh,
That's something I did not know until I just now read that.
you buried the lead there that Ray Liotta is the main star.
It did. So I'm excited for Cocaine Bear now.
Oh, I like Margot Martindale. She was great in The Americans. So her and Kerry Russell reunited from The Americans. And so Christopher Hivju
He was
was
the
Tormund Giant, the big giant dude.
Who did Margot play in The Americans? She's the older lady, right?
She was the handler.
Handler? Okay, I thought so.
And then Isaiah Whitlock from The Wire was the mayor.
Yeah, I never watched The Wire.
Oh my God.
I know.
So there's so
That's
he just said sorry to the kids, but he just said that shit
okay.
was his catchphrase.
Yeah.
And there are YouTube clips that are like 20 minutes long of all the different ways he said it throughout the course of The Wire that are amazing.
Oh, really? I like those
Oh
kind
yeah. Yeah, it's great. I mean, look, he was fantastic. He played the mayor of Baltimore for a few seasons there. So and then Dylan, I don't know about this, but there's another horror movie. I know you love your horror, Frank. The mean one, it's a horror Grinch movie
Look,
that Dylan's bringing up.
they're doing a lot of weird horror stuff. They have that. They have the Winnie the Pooh one. Apparently, there's going to be a Bambi one.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird horror stuff that like I'm glad for the horror loving community out there, but for me I'm like maybe I'll wait to see I'll wait to see what Dylan says about the mean one. Maybe I'll peek on that on Plex. I know one movie I won't be watching.
What's that?
Disney Strange World.
Oh, why not?
Well, it doesn't seems like I'm not alone in not watching that.
I may have muted you. Sorry.
Better?
You're better now.
Okay. It's poised to lose $100 million in its box office run. It pulled in a huge $11.9 million over the weekend and $18.6 million over the 5-day holiday frame.
So this is the one with Dennis Quaid.
Yes.
Right? It looked awful.
It did. This was expected to earn $30 to $40 million between Wednesday and Sunday, and it came in at 11.
Yeah, I don't see where it had the pull from the ads, even where like kids would be interested in it.
No,
because usually I would like be like, oh, do you guys want to go see that? Like when Onward came out, mm-hmm. which was one of their last ones before the pandemic that they released, I was like, let's go see that. That looks great. Encanto, nobody went to see that either. Let's remember that.
Yeah, that's true. But
and then it hit on Disney Plus. They're not projecting this will hit on Disney Plus though.
Encanto hit $27.2 million over a traditional weekend and $40 million during the extended Thanksgiving holiday stretch when it came out.
Mm.
Yeah, this came in well below that.
Yeah.
Even with proper attention on Disney Plus and home entertainment platforms, box office experts suggest it'll be difficult to get the big budget film into the, black. Strange
it also looks
World awful. Cost $180 million to produce and Ooh. Tens of millions more in global marketing. So the film needs to gross roughly $360 million to break even.
Oh, well, this isn't happening. Huh?
Has Black Adam hit 360 yet?
I think they may have just hit like 5-something.
Oh, boy. Monday.
Which almost covers The Rock's paycheck.
Almost. Yeah. That might cover his breakfast.
It's fine. He's a global superstar. That's what he told everybody.
Yep. He's the head of the table. It's a wrestling thing.
Sure.
Yep. Bob Iger. Iger?
Yep, Iger.
Iger officially returned to his post as CEO of the Walt Disney Company today. He is putting a hiring freeze on.
Okay.
He had his first town hall today. There's a planned hiring freeze implemented by, there's a planned hiring freeze implemented by Shapik following Disney's recent lackluster quarterly earnings report. Let me see what he says. Iger said that he would uphold Shapik's hiring freeze for the time being. He also said that Disney streaming businesses, which includes Disney Plus and Hulu, should look toward profitability instead of chasing subscriber growth, according to the employees at the meetings. There's a big rumor going around that Shapik did some funny book work to make Disney Plus not seem as in the red as it is. Apparently they lost $8 billion on it.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem with the... Is that we're at this whole streaming thing, you know, isn't really like the profitable thing everybody wants it to be.
No.
Once you stop growing. Because then you're not bringing in all that money to grab new people. So it's not, now you have just your cost of retention, which is not great.
Right. There's only so many people you can bring in. There's enough people out there like Pete that hate Disney and would never subscribe.
Right.
Understandable. It'll be interesting to see with the direction they go. I don't see any major shakeup before the holiday season because we're right up against Christmas and New Year's. I would expect if they're going to do anything substantial, it would come after the new year.
No, and I don't. I think Iger's smart enough to not pull his Oslov and harm his brand.
No. Well, Shapik didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, Zaslav was just like, yep, we can't afford to do anything. Everything's cut. I don't think you see that out of Iger.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's going to pull them back a little bit, but I think you're going to see them kind of even out. in the coming.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, let's, you know, I mean, let's make better content. The thing is, I think you get more bang for your buck out of Disney Junior content on regular TV than I think you do with programming a ton of it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, increase your speed of pulling some of those children's programs from one to the other, but your initial release with advertising revenue is going to be better for you than it is going straight to the streaming platform, in my opinion, at least. Like, let's say a Bluey, which was the biggest thing on streaming, but nobody could see the second season because they took forever to move it from the regular broadcast television over to the streaming.
Do you think we'll see more? More things like the way they did with Andor. Now, Andor was on Hulu. Andor was on a couple different streaming platforms.
Was on ABC Wednesday
Andor
night.
Was on ABC, right. Now, do you think we'll see some of that stuff going forward? Because there's so much coming out.
And I don't think you see. I think it's just a way to draw people to the other one, and that they're in a unique position where they have both broadcast and streaming. And multiple streaming services where they can cross promote to you know, I you know, and most people don't go the route of, oh, let me get something, some service where I can just go stream whatever I want. They'll be like, oh, well, all right, I'll go subscribe to that. And then you're down the rabbit hole. And then you're, you know, I got rid of ads because I was watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia and trying to catch up on that on Hulu. And it got to the point where I'm like, I'm spending more time watching ads for this show than I am the show each episode. Dude, so then I paid for the upgrade and I barely watch Hulu and I just never changed the upgrade. That whole streaming service banks on people not canceling.
Yes. It's like going to a gym. It's like joining Planet Fitness. You join, you go twice, and then you just, I think I've been paying for Planet Fitness for 2 years now. Monthly.
Yeah.
And I just don't. One thing I do think he'll step in. You'll see something. I believe before the end of the year, Disney Plus was supposed to go up
in it is.
Price. And I'm wondering if he's going to step in and stop that or not.
No, I don't think.
Well, his vision of it when it was, you know, created under him was that it would be this price forever. It didn't seem sustainable then. It definitely doesn't seem sustainable now to be one price and not everything's going to go up at some point. It's just, you know, the law of the land.
Yeah, but so Hulu's going, everything's going up, so
yeah. Legendary Entertainment, the company, production company behind Dune and Godzilla vs. Kong.
Yeah, I just watched something else that was legendary too. I feel like Spirited legendary was legendary.
They have cut ties with Warner Brothers.
Oh, well, how come?
Well, they entered a multi-year worldwide film distribution partnership with Sony Pictures.
Oh.
Sony will market and distribute Legendary's upcoming theatrical motion picture titles. However, select existing projects at Legendary are exempt from the pact, meaning Warner Brothers Pictures is still backing Dune Part 2 that's supposed to be released November 3rd of next year.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, that makes sense to not lose those rights to those things they already backed and paid or did the funding for. So, you know, I can see that benefit in Legendary and Sony. However, I don't know where that goes for streaming, as we were just talking about, because Sony doesn't have any exclusivity deals for anything other than the Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, and hopefully that ends one day. I don't think it will, but we talked about Indiana Jones 5 last week.
So excited.
There's lots of news coming out. Hold on. My headphones are screwed up again. Okay. I had them on backwards. They just didn't sit right. James Mangold prioritized the use of practical effects and rejected the idea of using the volume during production meetings. Didn't want to use a lot of CGI, wanted to be more practical.
That's fine. I think you can see the benefit of that when you look at Andor versus The Mandalorian from a production quality standpoint.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm still excited for Indiana Jones. You know.
When's it coming out? Like 6 years?
16 years. Yeah.
Okay, great.
No, I think it's Indiana Jones.
That's what I think we're all waiting for, right? Just get all this stuff. Is just stop talking about it and just drop it, release it, let us see it.
Release date June 30th, 2023.
Oh my God, it's so long.
It really is far away. Now, when you Google the movie and you look at the cast, it's really weird. Antonio Banderas is listed here. Shia LaBeouf is listed here. They're not in it.
Are we sure?
No. But
I mean, you could get Shia as a walk by as Mutt.
Yeah, you could, unless he gets mad. Speaking of Antonio Banderas,
it would have already been filmed, so it's fine. It sounds like all his complaints about "Don't Worry, Darling" were justified.
Yeah,
based on how that movie did.
That movie, that's on streaming already.
Yeah,
did it go right to streaming, or was that?
No, no. Warner Brothers still had their deal. That's why Black Adam is already on stream. They had their 45-day window still locked in for the rest of this year.
I can't believe it's been 45 days that movie has been out.
So long.
Antonio Banderas wants to do a new Zorro movie.
Okay.
But he wants to pass the torch to Tom Holland.
No.
No. I like Tom
Holland. Tom Holland's. There's so many things about Tom Holland that are not qualified to be Zorro.
Does one of them include he's an English actor?
Yeah, there's. Well, look. So to be fair, George Hamill. No,
Hamilton.
No, who am I thinking of? Hamilton, the tan one.
Mm-hmm.
That's George Hamilton.
Yes, it was.
Played Zorro in the Gay Blade.
He did.
He also played Zorro's cousin in the Gay Blade, which that role he was qualified for more so than he was as Diego.
Well, who else played Zorro? Maybe an older Zorro.
Antonio Banderas?
Yes, but who trained Antonio Banderas?
Oh, Sean Connery didn't he?
No. You're close.
I wasn't right. Cheech Marin.
It was Cheech. It was Cheech. It's Anthony Hopkins, but you were close.
Oh, also awful.
A little bit. Now, I mean, I enjoyed The Mask of Zorro. Don't get me wrong. That came out back in 90 something.
Sure. Yeah, but no, Tom Holland. You need to, if you want to do Zorro the right way now, you reintroduce Zorro in the 1910s. And you do it as a period piece. You pass the torch, but not... Yeah, you don't even need to pass the torch. Just make it a period piece. And just reboot it. It's been 30 years. You don't need to pass the torch. Everything doesn't have to be tied to the last one.
Yes, but torch passing is so much fun.
It's not. Because now that means that all that stuff matters.
Yeah, that's true. Here's something.
Right, just let it not matter and cast somebody new. We got plenty of people.
There you go. Read that.
I'd rather see the Blue Beetle kid from Cobra Kai than Tom Holland.
He'd be good.
He wouldn't. He's too young.
Oh. He wouldn't be good. He might.
You need somebody in their mid-30s to play a little bit of respectable, little older.
Henry Cavill.
That wants to fight for the lands and the freedom of the Mexican people from the tyranny.
Henry Cavill.
No.
No. Here's a nice comment. James Wan and Jason Blum combined studios, so that's good horror for the future. Okay. That sounds like a good recipe.
Yeah, I know you're heavy into the James Wan stuff. We'll see where he ends or how his stuff falls. I mean, he's got, I forget what his latest thing is, The Nun or something again, or whatever he did, The Conjuring, one of those.
Yeah.
Someday Aquaman 2 will come out.
Speaking of Aquaman 2, good segue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading my mind. Over in the DC universe. I'm sorry, the DC. Yes, the DC universe. That's DC.
DCU.
Dwayne Johnson proclaims that he believes Henry Cavill to be the greatest Superman actor of all time.
I'd love to see him act as Superman so we could find out.
I think he is a really, really, really good Superman. I don't even know if I could rank Maybe we'll save. Maybe next week we'll have to. We'll rank our super. We've done Batman so many times. He said. So apparently, first of all, that it took years for them. So okay, if he's the greatest Superman of all time, why did it take years to bring him back? Why did Warner Brothers not want Henry Cavill to return as Superman? If as Dwayne says, he's the greatest Superman of all time.
I'm wondering if there's something in this that they did a buyout of the Snyder contracts.
And that's why they
or didn't something is why all of a sudden that, well, because they didn't do one. Well, and leadership at Warner Brothers has changed over two times since that last movie he did. Right. And BVS was not a huge success. And he was barely in the original cut of Justice League.
That's true.
Well, and they wanted and the problem was if they used any of those characters, which, you know, they did still with Aquaman and Wonder Woman for a minute, they had to then pay Zack Snyder and his production company and give them all the money and the credits still.
Right. I still think, and I don't want to go down this, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but they went too fast on the death of Superman. Like that should have been something that you
100%.
You don't throw like the Batman versus Superman. Okay, I can get the angle where you were trying to go with that, but to kill him and then bring him back a movie later, but hardly have him in there. And Pete thinks Christopher Reeve is the greatest Superman of all time, and I can't say no to that. I can't say he's wrong. Again, I'm gonna think about it and write down all the people that have played Superman, including
George Reeves.
George Reeves, Christopher Reed. Wait.
Reeves. They're both Reeves.
Yeah, they're both Reeves.
But what do you do with Ben Affleck, who played George Reeves playing Superman? Oh, now he's very meta.
Do you count Tom Welling as playing Superman?
No, because he never did.
He never technically. Well, he did, though.
Nope.
Technically.
Nope.
Last, that very end of the episode, very end of the series.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the costume.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, from really far away. James Gunn said, James Gunn's been talking a lot lately, and I'm liking what he's saying.
Yes, I've seen a lot of it being like the first three things that he said, and people just keep reusing it to answer different questions than he has.
So he did say that he's going to interconnect the video games, the TV shows, and the movies. They're all going to connect.
The video games or animation?
Video games. Awesome. But he then also said some standalone projects will still exist outside of a DC universe that connects to film, TV, animation, and games, being the Joker, obviously.
And the Batman.
And the Batman, obviously.
And the Penguin show.
And the Harley Quinn animated series. And Gunn.
All right, so there's a lot. Got it.
And Gunn confirmed that he's planning to give more DC characters their own television series in order to build the DC universe out, adding, yes, the DCU will be connected across film and TV and animation and video games.
Which is fine. I don't need it connected across video games.
No, I don't need that either. But he has promised there's a lot more TV shows coming. And that's good.
Sure. It's fine.
I mean,
where are they going to be? Are they actually going to put them on HBO Max, or are they going to subcontract them out to all these other things? And then we have to end up with 17 different streaming services to watch them all.
I think it's HBO Max.
Because I think the lesson they could learn at this point from Marvel is that everybody's just burned the F out on the amount of Marvel content that we've gotten.
Yeah, the Marvel content is...
I mean, Phase 4 was like 20 things.
Well, I got stuff for that. Do you want to jump into the Marvel stuff now, and then we'll do the Andor thing at the end here?
Sure.
James McAvoy, when asked if he would be in Secret Wars,
yeah,
he said, "I've definitely not got the call, and if I did, I definitely not would tell you. Would not tell you." So he's being cryptic. Do you think they bring him in?
No.
problem if they
I don't think we get X-Men in the Secret Wars.
Not at all.
I think they're burning that too early, personally, depending on which Secret Wars we get.
Okay.
Because they actually have all of the characters from the middle Secret Wars that was the invasion of Latveria.
Right.
But we're not going to get that. We're going to get the most recent one, which was awful. By comparison to the very first one, which, look, first one, total money grab, right? They admitted that. Like, it was just, they wanted to sell toys and get people reading comics.
Sure.
But it sparked a period of fantastic writing on all these different series from that first Secret Wars. Then they had a second Secret Wars, which was completely a money grab. I mean, the Beyonder had Jerry Curls and wore a Michael Jackson, like, in a members only jacket. It was rough. And then they did another one in the mid-2000s that was like Nick Fury took a handful of heroes and sent them on a secret war that they don't even remember going on. And we're all in like civilian outfits and stuff and went and invaded another country. And then it comes back to bite them in the ass. And we're not getting that one. And then the last one was one where somebody screwed up the multiverse. But it was Dr. Doom and Reed Richards. So this one's obviously going to be Kang and somebody, but we haven't really been set up where there's a legitimate rival to Kang.
Okay.
And now if you cast Reed Richards the way we talked about as the guy from The Good Place, you can maybe tie that relationship to Kang together easier and pull that in, but I don't know that you have the setup time to really do it justice the way that they could.
Right.
But I also don't think, because that's coming out in 2025, I don't think that you do all this production stuff with all of these X-Men characters before that time, because then you're tied into all of their contracts again. And you have to renegotiate with McAvoy and all those people, and now you're getting all of them. Not that McAvoy's old, because he's still in his 30s.
Right.
You know, so that'd be fine, but then you're getting all these older characters, you know.
And he's a huge fan of Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
He married a local girl. He wears Wawa shirt all the time.
Yeah, well, he filmed Glass. I can't remember it. No, it wasn't Glass.
The other one.
Yeah, it was Split.
Split.
I'll never forget Split because I spent 6 months trying to stream that, and unfortunately there was also a bowling movie called Split that came out. That every time I tried to use whatever service I was doing to watch this M. Night Shyamalan movie, I got the intro was just a ball rolling down the lane and striking 10 pins, and it was with a split. And that was.
I've had that issue using other means to watch shows in the past and having that happen where it's not the movie that it says it is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just jump into this shit show that I watched this weekend.
You loved it. I heard it was your favorite thing that you've ever seen.
So Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special, came out, and it was this much better than the Multiverse of Madness. This much better. Hold my fingers.
That's substantial.
There were some good parts in it, but overall, I feel like I wasted 45 minutes of my life.
I don't know if you wasted all 45 minutes.
Not all, but I probably wasted a good 37 minutes of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't.
Even digging like the GoBot reference.
The GoBot reference was cute. The possible Mark Hamill cameo was.
It was not Mark Hamill.
I know.
But the GoBot one, he even had to get permission from Hasbro to use GoBots. And he asked them, and they gave it to him.
Sure they did. He's James Gunn. They're probably like, absolutely. Look, the Kevin
Bacon... I'm saying let's bring GoBots back now. Let's do it.
They're just they're Walmart Transformers. Come on.
They were just smaller. They were great.
They sucked.
They were Matchbox car Transformers. They were wonderful.
They sucked like the car version of Voltron sucked. Okay?
Oh. Well, that was Voltron 2. That was another Voltron.
That sucked too. I was not a big fan of this, really.
Okay.
I had
no problem with it. I know it's weird. I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. But right. Like, I enjoyed Mantis and Drax.
I enjoyed them.
They were fun. Going to get Kevin Bacon was fun. Chasing him down the street and watching Mantis get to be a little bit of a badass for a minute and actually not have Peter Quill screw up her telling people to go to sleep was super fun. You know, I'm kind of over Chris Pratt. And I feel like external stuff pulls that in where like I appreciated him at the beginning when they were doing the song and I was like, okay. He's like, I really gotta go. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My timelines are all very confused though, because I don't know when they picked up Cosmo. You said you liked Cosmo.
I did like Cosmo. I like the fact that they now own Nowhere. That I like that.
I don't know where they got their money, but yeah.
I'll tell you.
Oh.
According to James Gunn, he said, although he tweeted this, because he still tweets, although the Guardians are sometimes heroes, they work as mercenaries and it brings in a fair amount of money. So after Thanos attacked Nowhere, they bought it from the Collector. It was a burnout husk and they've been rebuilding it. So a fan actually asked him on Twitter, where the hell did they get the money for it? So that's an easy enough throwaway line, right?
Yeah, I guess that means they were actually successful once, because it always seems like they never really kind of worked out for him.
I enjoyed the Rondu stuff. I like the fact that they got Michael Roker back to voice him, and that was interesting. I guess Groot being the size of Vin Diesel now is on brand, because I'm guessing Groot's in Fast 10.
Well, it's a different Groot. Remember that. It's not Groot reborn. It's a different.
It's Groot growing up.
Well, it's a different Groot. Groot's a race.
Yeah, but that's the same Groot from Infinity War, right?
From Infinity War, yeah. So he's just bulking up like a teenager does.
Like Vin Diesel does.
Sure.
Maybe Vin Diesel can mocap him now.
Yeah, look, and Rocket finally, like the payoff for that line was amazing, because that's one of my favorite lines from Infinity War.
What?
When he got Bucky's arm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get that arm.
That was
like, oh, my God.
That was pretty awesome.
And that it was from Nebula is even better, because I could totally see Nebula flying to Earth, stealing Bucky's arm in his sleep, knocking him out and taking it.
I would like to know the backstory behind that. That was cool. The Kevin Bacon bits were really, and I didn't mean that as bacon bits, but it came out that way.
Well done.
Thank you. The Kevin Bacon scenes were pretty well. He was remarkably cool going to another planet, given all that is going on in the world. I don't know.
I don't know. That seems like a lot of things you listed that you liked about it.
Yeah, but
Look, and you get the big reveal that I don't know why. So there was a little bit of extra news with this, right? So
yes. They
dropped Marvel Legends on Wednesday, and then they said, oh, shit. And then they pulled Marvel Legends because it had a deleted scene in it.
That explained the...
That showed you a deleted scene from Guardians 2 where Mantis finds out that she's Quill's sister.
Right. That was a
nice moment.
Yes, that was a nice.
But so they pulled Legends until Friday night, and then they put it back out. Gosh. Which I haven't watched that in forever, because all it was for all of these other shows was it just showed existing footage of all of these people in the 8 minutes of movie they'd ever been in before.
It sucked. Now I'll have to go back and look. One quick question before we move into the other finale that we have to, well, the finale that we have to talk to. Do you think that they're going to use Secret Invasion to replace and retcon a lot of stuff as this person's a Skrull, that person's a Skrull? Do you think they're going to like mess with shit too much with that show?
Like, I don't.
Skrulls are going to pop up in places to fix plot points?
I don't think there's enough spots to do it.
Good. That's one of the,
you know, and if they do, it will be without the necessary setup to make the payoff worth it.
Okay.
I did read something interesting about why they may have changed Agatha's show.
Oh, why is that?
Because it's going to be how they're going to bring back Wanda.
Okay.
Because it was House of Harkness. It is now Coven of Chaos. That change happened after they rewrote Doctor Strange.
Ah, okay. Well,
So that could be the way to do the redemption arc for her.
Yeah. I'll save this for next time, but this is everything we know about the phase five, what's coming and all that. So we'll save that for next time because I don't want to run super, super, super late.
Yeah, you got to watch that Steelers Colts game. It's hot news.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna watch wrestling or play.
Oh, football. Okay.
Before we talk about the Andor thing. Ryan Johnson is still doing his trilogy.
Sure.
I think that might actually be the next group of movies to come out. I mean, he's doing Knives Out 2, and then he's got Knives Out 3 coming out.
I mean, so that's another 2 years. Knives Out 2 just came out in theaters for a week.
And that took 3 years for them to make. So,
yeah.
You think another 3 years for Knives Out 3, his Star Wars trilogy isn't coming out till 27?
Yeah, there's a Star Wars movie on the slate still, I believe, for next Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's either Taika Waititi's or Kevin Feige's.
None of them have been worked on yet, so no. I don't see that happening. You know, and then we're supposed to alternate years of Star Wars and Avatar for the next like 5 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We don't need that. All right. The very last thing we have to talk about is Andor. We don't really have any shows to watch after this, do we?
You have a lot of shows to watch after this.
You know what I mean.
Well, there'll be Titans all the time. You got that I got to keep up with. I'm a week behind now.
Ah, damn you.
I know. I got sucked into all those, into Spirited and, like I said, Christmas Story Christmas, which, again, worth it. Takes a while to get there, but by the end, it was well done. It's just Ralphie. It's almost everybody from the original movie is back.
I've never seen it.
I know. Oh, and Doom Patrol does start. It starts on the 8th. Well, you excited for Doom Patrol? You have 3 seasons of that to catch up on, too. Cool.
What did you think of Andor? By the way, we're going to spoil Andor, so if you haven't seen the finale, you're way, way behind.
Yeah, very much. So. I am pretty stoked. Oh, and Willow starts too.
Oh, okay.
Charles.
Thank you, Charles. I totally forgot about Willow.
So you have a lot to watch. There's a lot of stuff.
I'm going to actually watch Willow to jog my memory because that movie came out 43 years ago.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep up with Willow. We got, you're going to have to start keeping up with Doom Patrol and some other stuff. Talk about that. Maybe it'll be good for you.
It will.
So the Andor finale I thought was great. I haven't had, other than... The first three needing to pull me in.
Yep.
And a little bit of a lull setting up for the heist. Since the heist, I think it's been fantastic. Once we got past that, and now all of a sudden it's actually like mystery and intrigue and watching this civilization start to realize what they're going through, and people start to acknowledge the fact that, oh my God, this isn't what we thought it was, and these people aren't just here and around, they are going to take everything over and impose their will. And watching that decline through the show has been great. I think Luthen is super compelling.
Oh, so do I. And I think they breathed a lot more life into Saw too.
Yeah, I could give or take Guerrera. Like I like the character, but I mean he was great on Clone Wars for sure.
Yep, he was good in the video game too.
Yeah, and you know, and Dylan has loved the finale. Whereas this great story writing for Star Wars been the last 30-ish years. 100%. I'd say even longer than that. You know, this was the first time we haven't had And I think I've said this a few different times on the show, is this is the first time we haven't had like George Lucas or George Lucas inspired dialogue.
Not only that, but as I've mentioned, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it after every episode, is there's no Jedi, there's no Sith, there's no, it's bare bones, like it's just the people, and it's so grounded.
We started getting stormtroopers that don't miss.
Yeah, we did.
And like, why are they? Because they're actual soldiers that,
yep, yes,
that will take out an entire city to stop an uprising.
I had to put, I saw a bunch of people posting about it on Facebook, and most of the posts were positive. There were a few that said it sucked, and there's a few websites that said that it wasn't that good. But generally, most of the people that I see comment on stuff like this loved it, and were even more overjoyed when I replied to their post and said, hey, did you see the end credits scene? Oh, no, hold on, let me go watch that. Holy shit, that was most of the reaction.
Except for mine.
Yeah, you were a little more like, I thought it was pretty... I think it really makes that sacrifice that they're gonna have in 5 years. I think that really like connects it to him a little bit more, because he helped make this. He helped make this big dish of death.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with that. Like, I wasn't like, it wasn't like a big reveal though. Like, okay, the thing they were making with this parts for the Death Star, cool. But like, I wasn't like, oh my God, the Death Star is a thing. Like, no shit, the Death Star is a thing.
No, it wasn't that the Death Star was a thing. It's just that those little things that they were making interconnected the dish that is going to shoot the laser. And I thought that was really cool. I honestly did think that they could have been, you know, it could have been the undercarriage of the probe droids. It could have been part of the feet for the AT-ATs and whatnot.
Yeah, I thought it looked like the generators they used on Hoth.
Could have been that. Like, could have been
components
that.
Of that.
Yeah, but to have it be that, and to see that we're 5 years away from them stealing the plans, and the Death Star's pretty much done from the outside.
Not even. I think we're only 4 years away now.
Well, 4 years now, and if we're going to have to get some time jumps.
We are. They said there's going to be, I think, two time jumps next season.
Oh, House of Dragons jumps.
Yeah, but nobody's going to age up because it's only 4 years. We're not doing like 10 years at a pop like House of Dragons and somebody squeezing out 17 kids.
Literally.
I found what they did with Mon Mothma interesting too, that you see her start to realize the stakes for doing this and be willing to sacrifice her worthless, miserable child.
Well, that's part of the whole where you look. They don't really talk about money in Star Wars. Like, Han makes that reference to, oh, and Jabba, all this money, but you never really see that there's a cost to this, like monetarily a cost.
Right. Which you know, I think that's where a lot of the negative feedback is coming from, where people like don't want to think about that when they think about their wizards with laser swords.
Right.
Right, which I get, and that's fine. Then you don't have to watch this show. Right, but let the people that wanted this kind of stuff. Oh, look, Dom rolling in last minute.
Oh, hi, Dom.
The people that wanted to see this, you know, this has been fantastic to give that extra backstory and really kind of drive home what we never got as to why the Empire was bad. Because we knew it was bad, but it never came across as like being that tough. If you age it, you know, and look at 40 years ago, it's like, nah, it was some guys in white suits, but it didn't have the carry. It doesn't still carry the weight that it did before. So I think doing this reset of where the view of the Empire is to make them actually look that bad and that evil is really great for the people that have enjoyed the story and kind of wanted that refresh that we're not getting with like Boba Fett or Mando or any of the new trilogy that was God.
Yep.
Besides Last Jedi was awful. I mean, Last Jedi was the only good movie out of the three.
Last Jedi was the best Star Wars movie ever made to date. Real fast before we go, Last thing I'm going to do, I just came across this by accident.
Yeah.
This is all the TV shows in Star Wars ranked by this site, worst to best. There's only like eight of them, so I'm going to make this real fast. The worst one, Ewoks.
Okay, that was pretty bad.
1984, right?
Yeah.
Then comes Star Wars Droids.
I don't think that was that bad. I mean, that was in between Lucasfilm finding its niche with the Clone Wars stuff.
Then Star Wars Resistance. I didn't watch that one.
That was newer. Yeah. It's on the list, but it seemed like it skewed young.
Then The Book of Boba Fett. I agree with this.
Yeah.
Being that low. I
put that down, yeah.
Then Star Wars Bad Batch. I mean, given what's coming, it's...
What's above it, I don't think that's an awful place for it.
No.
We'll see after season two. It might move up after season two.
Then this has Jendi Tartakovsky's Star Wars Clone Wars. That's the original Clone Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Then Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi's way farther down.
Yeah, I would put Bad Batch above Obi-Wan, and I enjoyed Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Then The Mandalorian.
Okay. I wouldn't put Mandalorian above Clone Wars, but okay.
Above Tales of the Jedi?
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't yet. I'm saving that. Then Clone Wars. Then Rebels over Clone Wars, I think.
Depending on which part of Clone Wars.
It just says Clone Wars. I think it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, as a whole, I wouldn't put Rebels over Clone Wars.
Okay. Then the number two ranked show would be Star Wars Visions.
No. Okay. Visions was weird.
And then the number one ranked show is right now is Andor, it says.
Yeah, I would do from the top down, I would do right now Clone Wars, Andor, Rebels, Mandalorian.
I might flip Rebels with Clone Wars for me. For some reason I really attached Rebels, but I loved Clone Wars. I mean,
How much of Clone Wars did you watch?
Well, the whole thing. I watched the whole thing. It was really, right. really, really good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's it. That's all I got.
I mean, Clone Wars gave us Ahsoka from start to finish, which...
They did, and that whole arc was great. And they gave us Spider Darth Maul.
Yeah, and all of them. And Savage. All the different characters we got in there. We did. Amazing. So... as always, thanks for finding the Geek Spot with us. Make sure you tell a friend, drop us that 5-star rating. You can find us everywhere that you stream, whether it be Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. We drop our show later on tonight. So anybody that's driving this week, if Dom, you want to catch up, you don't have to stream it. You can also just catch it on the podcast, and we'll see you all next time.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.